We are privileged to bring to you another series of spiritual conferences given by Father John A. Hardin, S.J., professor at St. John's University in New York. Father Hardin is a well-known retreat master, author, and spiritual director. Each conference in this series is separate in itself, and yet together they form a complete retreat, the overall theme being sacrifice and love. The heart of all spirituality is sacrifice, and a spiritual life not built on sacrifice is building on sand. In the following conference, Father Hardin speaks on the subject, devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Father Hardin.
There is no devotion in the Catholic Church that has been more often and more urgently recommended to the faithful than devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is not surprising. Once we realize that devotion to the Heart of Jesus is, as the Pope's have been telling us, a synthesis of the Catholic faith. My purpose in this conference is to do only one thing, try to explain as clearly as possible what this devotion means. As we know, and we cannot know too well, that the love of anyone or of anything depends on prior knowledge. Our love and putting into practice what we know may fall short of our knowledge, but we shall be only, humanly speaking, as devoted to the Heart of Christ as we understand what this devotion is all about. Once we understand, and in the degree of our understanding, we shall not be surprised at statements of so many of the modern popes, especially of Pope Pius XII, who declared, and this bears remembering, that devotion to the Sacred Heart is an obligation for all Catholics and a special duty of priests and religious, to both cultivate in their own lives and to propagate in the lives of others. Pope Pius warned that there are some who, quotes, join the very essence of this devotion with other forms of piety, which the Church approves and encourages, but does not command. They put this devotion on an equal footing with other forms of piety. They look upon this devotion as some kind of additive that one is free to use according to his own good pleasure, unquote, the Vicar of Christ. Not so, the Pope declared. Devotion to the Heart of Jesus belongs to the very substance of the Catholic religion. He In the light of these strong declarations by the highest authority in the Church, we ask ourselves, what is the devotion to the Sacred Heart? And we begin with a descriptive definition. Devotion to the Sacred Heart is devotion to the love of God, symbolized in the physical heart of Jesus, who is the Son of God. There are then, in the light of this definition, three parts that deserve to be separately, and I hope not unclearly, explained. My hope is that this necessarily theological analysis will help us put the devotion into better practice, because it desperately needs to be better practiced among priests, religious, and the laity in the Catholic Church today. First then, what is the focus or the object of devotion to the heart of Jesus? It is the love of God. Saying this, we immediately ask ourselves and have to answer, what do we mean by the love of God? We or the Church more accurately means three things. It means the love that is in God, the love that is from God, and the love that is God. This love, therefore, means that love that was in God from all eternity, which indeed constitutes the divinity. Even an expression from all eternity seems to date it. Well, God has no date. God was from always. This God, who always not was, but always is, a loving community, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There has always been in God a plurality of persons, so that each person had two others to love. You see immediately that in order to love even God within the bosom of his own Trinity, had to have others with whom he would share, with strange and complicated human language we are using to try to explain the unexplainable. Each person perfectly shared and shares the fullness of his divine nature with the other two. And this everlasting sharing of what each possesses is God. That's the first perspective of what our faith tells us we mean by the love of God. The love that is in God in virtue of His being God, as John defines Him. It secondly means the love that is from God. This love had a beginning. That is, not a beginning in God, but a beginning in the effects which God produced outside of Himself, by which we comprise all the things that God has done for His creatures outside of Himself in the works of creation and His divine providence that He has so lavishly been pouring out, shall we say, on the world? That's not quite correct, because the world itself is part of that outpouring. Our very being, the very flesh with which we breathe, and the mind with which we think, is uniquely and exclusively the product of God's love. Anything exists outside of God only because God loves it. And loves it first by bringing it out of nothing into being. And that's quite some love. And then having given it existence, continues to pour out His goodness on the creatures of His own hands. That's the second perspective of this one focus towards which the devotion to the heart of Jesus is directed, the love that is from God. It finally means the love that is God. The love that is God in the person of Jesus Christ. St. John, having defined God as love, tells us that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son into the world. It is God who became flesh, and for our purpose, it is love that became flesh to dwell among us. On this third level, which, as we shall see, is necessarily the most prominent feature of devotion to the Sacred Heart, namely the love that is God, who became man out of love for us. This loving God, who became one of us, loves us. And He loves us as God because He is God. He also loves us as man. And He loves us both in spirit and, as the church keeps reminding us, also in body. God wanted to love the mankind He created, not only as God, but in kind. God had to have a body to embrace us human beings. So then, all of this is what we mean by the love of God, to which we are devoted when we are devoted to the heart of Jesus. The love that is God from all eternity, that became man, that we might love Him in return. So now we come to the second level of our, I hope not too erudite, an analysis of what this devotion is all about. If its object or focus is God's love for us, its expression, hence the word devotion, is what we do in response to what God has been doing for us. You might, if you wish, draw a line, putting the word, say, on paper, devotion to the Sacred Heart. Draw a line between devotion and Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart side is God's side. That's His love. The devotion is our side. It's what we do about it. Our response, therefore, to God's love is our devotion. And the devotion is just that. As we speak of anybody being devoted, Emmett, I'm sure he won't mind my mentioning him in this conference, who served my mass for upwards of 5 years when I taught at the State University in Michigan every morning. Cared for his bedridden wife for the last 12 years before she died with what I would call devotion. Devotion is more than care. It's more than concern. It is more than attention. Devotion is a whole-souled giving of oneself to another. And it might be well to indulge in just a moment's etymology. In the center of the word devotion is the syllable V-O-T, which is simply from the Latin votum, of which the English equivalent is vowel. When I am devoted to someone, I vow myself to that someone. It means, therefore, that we are dedicated to whom? To God. And why? Because, shall we use the word? He has been so dedicated to us. You might say it is devotion meeting devotion. Or for our purpose, it is love matching love.